Hey, Chad, you want to watch a movie?
Yeah.
How about...
No, not again.
Okay, what about...
I just saw that last week.
Okay, oh, I got it.
Wait. You want me to watch what?
So what did you think of Spaced Invaders?
8-year-old me would have loved it?
Yeah. Fair.
I watched this with my child.
Yeah.
And that child loved it.
Of course.
Thought
she
did. It was funny as all get out. I'm watching it and I'm laughing at parts, and then I'm just sitting there for like wide swaths going, the heck I just see. Prepare to die, Earth scum. All right, Sparky, here's the deal.
Yep. So for those of you who didn't catch the title of this episode, we are reviewing 1990s Spaced Invaders.
Mm-hmm.
Where really the only notable actor, actress in it is Ariana Richards, who went on to play the granddaughter in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Other people I've seen, but...
I watched the credits.
Yeah.
All of the credits. I said, this is the first movie that we've watched that I have not recognized a single name anywhere in the credits.
So... the movie starts out with the space armada from Mars on their way to an intergalactic war with the Arcturians. Arcturians, yeah, I'm sorry.
The Arcturians is a beer...
Different thing, yeah. The Arcturians. And it is by decree that each Martian ship is going to be outfitted with an enforcer drone because...
Because, of course.
Well, you know, Martians get scared. They don't want to die. The drones are there to make sure that they fight.
Mm-hmm.
Jump cut to the Martian armada about to be wiped out. Mm-hmm. And the last remaining drone is like, no, we have not yet begun to fight. And then they blow up.
But not before the Martian says, well, now would be a really good time to start.
Yes.
Good lines. There are really good one-liners in this.
Oh, yeah. Cut to Earth. Specifically, Big Bean, Illinois.
Big Bean, Illinois. By God, I have lived in that town. It wasn't called Big Bean, but I have lived in that town.
So, we come to Big Bean. Small town, middle of nowhere, Illinois.
Yep.
Where we see new Sheriff Sam and his daughter, Kathy.
Yep.
They just moved here. It's just the two of them. Mom passed away a while back. This is a great job for him, apparently.
Mm-hmm. It's a good opportunity.
It's a good opportunity, yeah.
We can make a new start, you know, like every other 90s after school TV special.
Yeah. And so the subplot of this is not so much dad and daughter trying to reconnect because they have a good relationship.
Yep. Works out all right.
Yeah, works out all right. Yeah. So he takes her to a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Halloween. It is Halloween.
Perfect time to have a Halloween party.
Yes. And the local radio station has decided that in these trying times, why not, you know, have some fun? And they rebroadcast Orson Welles' War of the Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in town's enjoying it. They're sitting back, and some are reminiscing the first time they heard it. And
Old porch people. Best characters in the movie.
Yep.
You did so get fooled by it. You put a bucket on your head.
Well, this broadcast makes its way into space. And one of the last remaining Martian ships patrolling the asteroid belt hears this. The crew is less than competent.
That's mild. Sure.
Yes.
That's a nice euphemistic way to say complete. I can't even say the word. I can't. I'm just not going to say it.
Okay.
We're a higher class show than that.
Yeah. So they hear this broadcast and think, oh, the invasion's gone to Earth. Well, we should go there.
Well, yeah, we must.
Yeah. So they do.
They break the speed limit on the exit ramp.
Yeah, break the speed limit. Yeah. Right to Big Bean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going 3,000 miles in a 55.
Yep. 2,945 miles over limit.
Yep.
At $5 or $10 per five, was it?
Yeah.
You boys are going to jail.
So what follows is some of the Martians going out to try and find the source of this broadcast, only to find out that it's not real.
Yep. Not a thing.
And everybody they come into contact with mistaking them for kids in Halloween costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. At one point, they even encounter Kathy. She figures out they're real, mm-hmm. covers for them, and tries to figure out what the heck's going on.
But they don't become friends,
no,
really.
They don't become friends.
It's like she covers for them with no real plan in place.
No, she's a kid, you know.
I suppose that's fair. Yeah. Realistic, even.
Yeah.
They're my surfer cousins from California. That's why they're so weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, subplot to the movie, this ship also has an enforcer drone.
All Martian ships are getting an enforcer drone.
So there's that. Some of the Martians get split up.
Mm-hmm.
Not the ship's pilot, but the captain.
Captain Bipto
gets separated, finds the nerdy gas station clerk, puts some sort of clamp on his neck, which bulks him up and turns him into a
Vernbot.
Kind of a willing slave to the Martian Empire.
Yep.
And he becomes their kind of assistant,
mm-hmm.
which results in the farm droid.
A
gigantic robot made from farm parts, silos for windmills
Voltron style tractor robot.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm just remembering that while I was walking along.
Yeah.
That's a good diversion.
Plot. The ship's hyperdrive is melting down.
Plot. Boy, you've given this more than it deserves.
The ship's hyperdrive is going to explode, and it's going to just kill the planet. It's going to explode the planet if they don't get the ship back up into space.
Yep, they need zero gravity.
Yep, okay, fine. They get back on the ship. Well, the enforcer drone there has its other ideas because they've screwed up one too many times, and now they're all going to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the kids reason with the droid, saying, if you don't let them back on the ship and get the ship back to space, Earth's going to explode, and it's going to knock Mars out of its orbit, and then you're done for. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, that's going to go on your permanent record.
The most terrifying thing to happen to a child in the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, my permanent record? I'll never get into college.
Yeah. So the droid says, fine, get on the ship. Well, thanks for not killing them. Oh, you misunderstand. When we get up, I'm going to kill them when we reach the cold depths of space. Well, Farmer MacGuffin.
Old Coot.
Also a subplot. He's going to lose his house to the, you know.
To the fiduciary.
Fiduciary
people.
Place, yeah. Run by.
The savings and loan.
Yeah. Savings and loan run by Scummy McScumbag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he gives the droid, well, he thanks the droid, saying, you know, if it hadn't been for you, a lot of harm could have come. We want to give you an award. And he hands him a stick of dynamite and then lights it and says, let me take your picture. Step back, takes a picture, and the droid explodes.
Yeah.
They put more dynamite under the ship because, well, you've put a cherry bomb under a trash can before, right?
Yes. Yeah. I should not say.
So basically, they ignite the dynamite. It blasts the ship straight up. They ignite the rockets, trying to get up into zero G. Can't quite do it. They dump the ship's
sewage. They flush the toilet
onto the farmer's field, and they're able to get back up into the atmosphere, and all is good.
Hey, I bet we can still join the forces against the Arcturans. Nah.
Yeah. Come to find out, old Coot had to either come up with the money for the mortgage or a crop to turn over. He had no crop. Well, the sewage from the ship super boosted all of his crops, and now you've got green beans the size of a human.
Yep. 6 foot tall green beans.
6 foot tall green beans. So the old Coot's house is saved. Scummy McScumbag, loner, you know, lone guy, doesn't get his way.
Mm-hmm.
The Martians made it back to space. The ship is fine. And it ends on a joke.
Yeah.
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 There's not a lot to this movie.
There's not a lot to the movie. And
it is, in my opinion, it is delightfully stupid.
It is definitely stupid. Delightful might be strong.
Well, this is the,
I'm not kidding when I said the 8-year-old Chad would have loved this.
Yeah.
Okay. And part of my growing up and part of the amount of movies that I've watched and, you know, the things that we've done with the podcast and so forth, this one and the other one. Hi, Darren.
Hi, Darren.
I watch movies differently.
Yeah.
Now. And it's made it harder to kind of sink into movies like this with that wonder that 8-year-old me and that my child was able to watch it with.
Yeah.
That there were the jokes that were definitely for me.
Yeah.
You know, the Martian that is a walking, talking, you know, Jack Nicholson impression.
Yeah.
Like the entire time.
Uh-huh.
That's just for me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, turning the corn silos into hot air poppers, a little bit more for the child.
Yeah.
You know, when these missile silos are going to go, prepare to die, Earth scum.
Popcorn.
This is delicious. What is this? I don't know. But it's delicious. Follow me.
Their communication devices were out of the top. Two of those party.
Yeah.
What are they called?
I have no idea. Yeah. Little party blowers.
Yeah. Just these little things that pop up and down out of the top of it. It's just, what the hell?
You know, I will say it was depressingly accurate in the human response to the Martians.
Yes.
What happens as soon as there's, you know, more than three people who said, yeah, there's definitely Martians? They get into pickup trucks with rifles and shotguns and drive down country roads, blasting them into the air.
Yep.
It's like, gosh, I grew up with some of those people.
Yeah. It's like the old Coot says they're Martians. Oh, yeah. The disheveled deputy who's a bit eccentric in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe. The new sheriff shows up. Get the guns, boys.
All right, let's do it.
Yep.
It's like, I wish that were fake.
Yeah.
You know, back in the golden age of Bush 1, why weren't we more enlightened? You know, but we weren't.
No.
And we're still not. That's the most realistic part of the movie, and it's the part that would carry on. Also, I would like to commend the Martians for their ship building and how much punishment they can take.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke. Not what I said, but it's a joke in the movie. They'll start taking off. They'll get up in the air, maybe 50, 75 feet, and all of a sudden the engine will cut out and they'll just drop. They never drop in a field. They never drop in water.
It's always on a road.
They drop on the road.
They go maybe
clunk.
10 feet, clunk.
Yeah.
Another 10 feet, clunk.
And that is funny.
Oh, yeah.
You know, watching that, it's just clunk, clunk, clunk. You gave it too many plots. There are two plots.
There are two plots, yeah.
Not three. There are two. Martians want to destroy Earth and they want to leave.
Yeah.
Is kind of one plot. Yeah. And then girl wants to save Martians and rather than kill them is two plot.
Fair
Maybe
enough.
The development of her friend the duck.
Yes, the duck is fun.
You know, another kid who's just dressed up as a duck because his, you know, his mother made him the costume.
Yeah, it's a great costume.
Very good costume.
Yeah.
Pretty obvious that he had to record his line separate from the costume.
Yes.
Now, I say all this. I'd watch this again. This is a Halloween movie to
me.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, it takes place on Halloween. I get it. Also, dug that the radio station was WELZ, and they were doing Orson Welles,
yeah.
You know, War of the Worlds. Also, the soundtrack to this might have some of the stupidest thing. And I wish I could remember the name of the one song, but it's like, I wish my mama would have been a church lady or something like that. Like it's just an out there thing.
Oh.
And you're looking it up. So
no,
I'll just keep,
I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
But it's one of those movies where watching it with my kid
mm-hmm.
makes it a better movie.
Yeah.
I will not watch it just because I want to watch it. But if that child wants to watch it, it's like, can we watch the Martian movie again? Yeah. If you'll promise to laugh as hard this time as you did
yeah.
last time.
This is the kind of movie that you put on at Halloween or around Halloween during the day. The kid wants to watch a movie, whatever, fine. And then later you retreat to the darkness and watch something really scary.
Okay, there we go. We've got Taken Over the World. And then there is the Polka Changed My Life Today. That was what was going on at the... spook luck.
Oh yeah,
dinner.
Yeah.
And why can't my mother be the leader of a church? That's the name of the song. I don't recall that one. I'm gonna look it up though, because man, that just the title of that one was enough to say, you know what? This, I think there's something to save in this movie.
Yeah.
Why can't my mother be the leader of a church?
Oh,
that great soundtrack hit.
Yep. So, yeah.
It's not great.
No, it's not.
It's not great. Now, it's better than the last one we watched. Yeah. You know, but it's not great.
No, it's not.
And I don't know. I don't recommend this to anyone without kids.
Yeah.
It's a kids movie. It's a family movie.
Yes.
You will be sad if you watch this alone.
Yeah. I watched this as a kid, and so...
And there's some nostalgia goggles yeah. going on there.
And
I
even
think.
I admit, it's not a great movie, but it's a kids movie.
It's a kids movie, and it's a kids movie in the best sense. There's nothing that's too scary for them.
No, there's a little bit of language, but...
And even then, it's so little as to yeah. fly over the heads of them.
Funnily enough,
yeah,
the closed captioning
is all wrong.
Yeah,
well, closed captioning censored.
Yeah,
what the is that? And the captioning's different from the line.
Yeah,
I noticed that. I watch all of my movies with closed captioning. Why? Because I like to read.
Yeah,
I get to add it as one of my books at the end
there
of the year.
There you go. Yeah. So, I think it's your turn.
I think it is. I'll come up with something. I don't know what yet, but I'll come up with something.
All right.